Hello and welcome to A Smarter Kind of Smart Home. If you've ever stood in your kitchen wondering why the lights won't listen, why the thermostat has a mind of its own, or why the motion sensor forgets you exist right when you're carrying groceries, this one's for you. Here's my promise. Your smart home should feel like magic. Not a party trick, real magic, where life runs smoother in the background. And here's the twist most people miss. Getting there isn't about buying more gadgets. It's about avoiding a few quiet mistakes that sabotage your setup. You've seen the slick routine online. A hand wave, lights dim, music starts, blinds glide, coffee purrs. You copy it. Then real life shows up. The kids sprint through the hallway and the lights flip on during movie night. Your partner opens the patio door and the thermostat goes to war. The voice assistant mishears you over the blender and just ignores you. Let's fix that. Three mistakes, three solutions. Mistake one. The one-size-fits-all approach. It's tempting. Plug-and-play recipes. Instant gratification. But a routine that works for a minimalist apartment rarely survives a busy two-story home. These fail not because the tech is bad, but because they weren't designed for your life. The fix? Build your own blueprint. Personal, simple, and in your home's language. Map your real day. Wake up, bedtime, leave and return, the bottlenecks, finding keys, wrangling lights, forgetting to lock a door. Understand the house itself. Thick walls, concrete floors, old plaster, long hallways, these shape how devices talk and matter more than you think. Pick a lane. Don't mix three assistants and two hubs just because they're on sale. Choose one main ecosystem, Alexa, Google, Apple, or a dedicated hub, and keep most devices there. Every extra language increases confusion. Know your comfort on privacy. If you want local control, choose devices that work offline for basics. If cloud is fine, just know what data leaves and why. Tiny exercise that pays off fast. 10 minutes, list your biggest daily annoyances. 15 minutes, walk your home, note dead zones, thick walls, and gear locations. 20 minutes, circle devices that truly fit your chosen ecosystem. Then pick one room and one problem. Entryway lights at sunset, a bathroom fan that finally turns off. Perfect that single thing before adding the next. Slow and steady users are far more likely to love their setup months later. Mistake 2. Poor zoning and device placement. This is the silent performance killer. Sluggish devices, spinning apps, motion sensors that drop offline, it's usually where things are sitting. Think of your devices like neighbors passing notes. That's a mesh network. If neighbors are a room apart, the message gets home fast. If someone's four houses away, behind brick and metal, the note gets lost. Big mirrors can cut your signal in half in just a few steps. The fix: put your main hub in the middle of your home. Not hidden in a closet, not sandwiched between metal appliances. Give it air. Open shelf, open sight lines. Space always powered devices, smart plugs, hardwired switches, so there's one about a room apart. These are your repeaters, the friendly neighbors keeping the conversation going. Avoid signal killers. Don't tuck sensors behind TVs, bookcases, or mount them beside aquariums. Don't park your hub on top of a microwave or near a breaker box. Big metal shelves and packed media centers are radio black holes. If you must, place a repeater just outside to bridge the gap. Voice assistants matter here too. In a quiet, well-placed spot, they get you 9 times out of 10. In an echoey kitchen next to a blender or tile backsplash, that can drop to 6 out of 10. And that's the difference between delight and forget it, I'll use the switch. If yours struggles, move it, soften echoes with a rug or curtains, or add a small second device where you actually speak commands.
You'll know it's right when you stop repeating yourself. Quick trick! Use a Wi-Fi analyzer app like a treasure map. Walk your house and watch where signal dips. Wi-Fi isn't Zigbee or Z-Wave, but those valleys often reveal the same problem spots. 5 minutes here prevents a lot of trial and error. I've seen this habit fix most reliability headaches before they start. Mistake 3. Skipping testing and optimization. After the shopping high, it's tempting to roll it out everywhere. Look, everything's automated. But going live too soon bakes little annoyances into daily life. Doors lock and someone's taking out the trash. Lights dim during homework. The thermostat fights a cracked window. The fun fades fast. The fix? Treat each routine like a soft launch. Run it for a week. Notice weeknights versus weekends. Add tiny buffers. 5 seconds here, a minute there, so triggers don't trip over each other. Adjust sensitivity and timeouts. If a motion light feels jumpy, nudge the delay. If the morning routine fires when you're up unusually early, narrow the time window. Ask the people you live with what annoyed them. One complaint you fix now prevents 10 you'll never hear, because otherwise, they just stop using it. If all you did this month was these three things: build your own blueprint, place devices with intention, and test before declaring victory, you'd feel the difference every day. Your home stops acting like a moody teenager and starts feeling like a calm, capable helper. Here's a simple plan for this week. 1. Pick one daily friction that bugs you most. Walking into a dark entryway with arms full of bags? Start there. 2. Design one tiny routine to solve just that, inside the ecosystem you've chosen. Move your hub to a central open spot if it isn't already. 4. Space one or two powered devices to create a reliable path back to the hub. 5. Mount nothing permanently yet. Use tape if you have to. 6. Test it for a week. Adjust once. 7. When it feels invisible, when it just works, lock it in. Then go solve the next thing. A few pro tips to keep in your back pocket. Name devices the way you speak. Kitchen pendants, not device 12. Prefer automations over voice for daily patterns. Save voice for exceptions. Use presence with caution. Combine phone presence with another signal. Garage opens, door unlocks, to avoid false triggers. Create quiet hours for bedrooms and movie times. Automations should respect rest and routines. Back up your hub or document your setups. Future you will thank you. You don't need 100 automations to feel the magic. You need a handful of great ones that match how you actually live. The deeper dives, the frameworks, checklists, device picks by user type, and a full security blueprint are in the written guide. Use them when you're ready to expand. Your smart home can feel like a sanctuary again. Start small. Place things where they can hear each other. Test like a pro. Before long, you'll look around, smile, and realize the most powerful feature you added wasn't a gadget at all. It was a better way to think about your home. Thanks for spending this time with me. Go make one corner of your world effortless today, and I'll talk to you soon.